if you really want to get that, you know.
There you go. The podcast is back on the air, I guess.
Wow, Dad, hopefully you got that. Is that ever laying it out, eh? Boy, did we have a little sleepy overlap.
We did. How did you get into this morning, Colin?
I'm still up from last night, so I didn't really get in or leave, I don't think. It kind of stuck in that matrix here. And just back to normal stuff. How did you get in? I don't remember.
Yeah. After being beaten, arrested, humiliated, dragged through the mud, shit kicked, and basically, I don't know, just made a new person, I think, at the Queens, unfortunately.
It's an abuse.
It's an abusive process.
It's you know, there's no such thing as serve and protect anymore right now. It's an oppress. And, you know, really at the end of the day, I think we were talking earlier, I think it was a really kind of a, more of a message for you to get away from that situation. You think?
Oh, well, I mean, if we're going to go personally about that, like, well, the reason I guess the podcast hasn't been on for a while is that I was locked up.
Yeah, you were always in and out, always in and out of jail. And, They found it quite easy to target a weak spot with you, you know, and
they
really exploited it, and love or whatever kind of was in your kind of eyes or your head really kind of impeded probably some what we would call kind of better judgment.
Yeah.
No one was there to say anything differently, you know, or support that either. So, you know what I mean? Where I know that what I would say is what I said here, you know, earlier on, about the situation, right? And I'm probably one of the only ones that would say that to you about that, you know what I mean? And, so that leaves to be a lot thought about as well, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. There's a lot said there, Colin. I mean, I made some mistakes, that's for sure. I mean,
yeah, and the thing is even the mistakes that we've made, Shay, and everyone makes them. Behind every closed door, there's mistakes happening all the time. It doesn't matter if it's a NIMBY or if it's a tenter, right? Mistakes happen all the time, and they're mistakes. They're, you know what I mean? They're not the end of the world.
It's how you learn, right?
It's how you learn, right? What did Edison say? I didn't find, you know, I didn't fail that 9,999 times. I found 9,999 times different ways that it didn't work. Do you know what I mean? So it's a different perspective, right? And, you know, the whole thing is with everything happening all at once, and that's the police kind of coming down strong or putting, you know, ridiculous conditions on, and the judge just accepting it without kind of any due thought or process to that. It's bad because they tell you can't see somebody but you're an adult, you're nearly 50,
yeah.
Right? That's okay. So, in saying that, how do you feel about that whole situation? Because I'm going to kind of discuss mine. And kind of the how you wrong or right or wrong, right? Do it properly. So, what's been going on? What have they been? They've been pressuring you hardcore, or just okay, all listen, about living? Or
at first, the first time we had an argument there, the police were somehow called, however these things happen in relationships.
Yes.
She decides that 911 is, she just called. Then she hangs
up. Oh, right. You know what? Bad move. Right. Very rookie kind of move. Don't call 911 ever in a domestic.
Anyways.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do or what to not do. If there's a domestic dispute,
someone's hitting, yes, sure enough. But don't do it because they're yelling.
I would say that it's necessary. You know, if there's yelling going on, if you feel threatened, I guess it's, you should probably call the police.
You really kind of,
I think that's probably the best way. That's the best way I would go down with it. If you think that you need to be the police there, then you should call the police. I'm not gonna that's just a, you know. I'm not here to advocate for calling the police or for not calling the police. I'm just gonna say if you feel threatened, you should call the police.
Oh, absolutely. Growing on the street is a little bit different mentality, right. But I get to what you're saying.
Thank you. So, anyways, for whatever reason, so the police showed up, and then she said to them that she didn't call them, and that they're at the door, and they would not leave. They wouldn't leave. She was sitting in the window, and so this is the first time. So when the cop says to the other cop, do they have conditions to not be together? This is a beautiful thing here. And the other cop says, no, there's no conditions. He said, well, we'll fix that. Yeah. And so the next time I saw them, I was being arrested for assault.
Okay. For what? Assault on domestic?
I pushed her hand away at a peers van. When Mason and her, I don't really want to get into a relationship.
But okay, no. Don't go into the details. But okay, you felt you something was happening to you, and you pushed her hand away.
Yeah, she wanted to grab onto my jacket, and I pushed her hand away, and I said, don't touch me, right? They decided to go up to Dairy Queen and call the police. I guess at that point. And make a file for an assault charge. So which is what I pled guilty to in court. So there's no mystery to it.
Oh.
Yes. I know. So that for that issue, I was sent to jail for like a few months.
What did you get?
Like 60 days or something.
Okay. And no good behavior.
Well, yeah, I have a long record. There's no mystery on this show that I have a record.
Right? Oh no. And judge not anybody, judge thyself, right?
Thank you for saying that. We've all made mistakes before. I've made quite a few of them. Ended up in 60 days there. And
if I could be encouraging, I don't think that you're gonna stop. For a while.
Well, it's all fine.
Making mistakes. Okay, so
I've made a few. I've made a few.
Don't dig.
I'll take a mulligan on that one.
But go ahead.
So anyways.
So they've been on you, been in a bad
relationship. Yeah, that's the first time they came up. They said, well, we'll fix that. So the next time
the SWAT team comes up, fix this.
Basically, a SWAT team coming and arresting me the next day for an assault charge for pushing her hand away at this peers van. And I pled out to it because basically they had charged me with 9 breaches for going home to my own address at that point. This is the middle of January, I think.
Okay, so wait. This is very much like another situation we'll talk about. You're restricted from where?
Well, let's just call.
You guys were living together.
Yeah, we were living together, and then they restricted me from living at her place or living on the Queens, and basically I was barred, militarily zoned from anywhere near to Queens Avenue. So red zoned, and this is
before.
they actually barred me from going to my own home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not the first time I've heard this, but okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's
well, because Colin,
that's difficult.
Yeah. No.
In January, you said.
Yeah, in January. Yeah, absolutely. And these things are, they did this in order to protect. I broke into a guy's apartment thinking that it was an empty room. Not broke into, but I jimmied a lock, and it was sold by, I was given a key by the manager, the caretaker, to go into another room to retrieve belongings of Dennis's, actually. our friend Dennis. And the caretaker said, long story, I'm not really going to get into the logistics of it, but the door was Jimmy, and it was a wrong door. And an old fella lived in this room.
Yeah.
And I was like a deer in headlights. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like, what the fuck's going on? This old man in the middle of the room pops his head up from a bed and says, excuse me, hello. And I said, I fucking basically had a heart attack walking into the place. Because now I'm in some old guy's house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, sir. My God, I thought that this is going to be a managerial office or something like that, to that nature. I can't remember what I said. But anyways, yeah, this is the wrong room, obviously.
What's the charge?
I got mischief, which was I think, you know, very fair at least to give me mischief. It could have
okay.
been worse. Yeah. So I really give him a nod.
Mischief is a willful cause of or damage to property.
Yeah, and it was totally not. He knew the minute. Like I know this old guy. I see him every day walking down the hall, going having a smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And very polite and everything's cool. We've never had. He's a cool old guy, right? You know, he's a nice old man. So, or nice gentleman is what I should say.
Okay.
So
who called the cops?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't care who called the cops. I mean, like, really, I guess I was looking for Dennis's shopping cart. And I disturbed this gentleman when he was sleeping. So, anyways, I got a mischief charge. And they gave me a no-go to my own home because they said that I was could possibly be intimidating to the old fella. And
okay, you know what? Yeah, they always resorted to you. Or someone being possibly violent, or somebody scared, and that's how they justify such a breach in, Section 11D of the Charter, which is the presumption of innocence, right?
Let me tell you that, man. Not only that, they've just I'm not just Tony now.
Yeah, and this is another topic. So I mean, how many charges did you have from the no go zone? Let's call it. And this is what why I'm asking this is because this is a brief of the revolving door.
No, this okay. Now, if you really want to
know, setup of
this. So after the charge we arrested, I went back course to live with her because I was living there. And she wanted me to come home, and so I went back, and the first time the police arrested me for breach, they showed up, no one called them, and this is the thing about, no one called them, I don't think, any times, possibly the staff might have called, because they saw me on the property, but it was really my presence that was the reason for the call. It wasn't because I wasn't starting any issues there. There was no need for the police to be called.
Yeah.
Every time it was basically me and Vanessa sitting there getting high and just fucking hanging out, right? There was no need for the police to be there.
Yeah.
So
they're just randomly walking by that door.
I guess the staff, because there was maybe a notice put out that, so anyway, to call the police if
it would have been nice of staff to maybe mitigate that right at the beginning and say,
you should take off before we call the cops.
You know what? Yeah, just giving a heads up would have been, would have saved a lot of court time, your time, police time, money. But okay, yeah. But that's the
I'm not going to say that.
The oppression.
I'm just going to say that I think that everybody was trying to just follow instructions that they were given.
Yeah.
I'm not going to personally try and vindicate.
May I ask you one question, honestly, straight up, man to man? Do you think you've been targeted?
Yes. Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
And we don't need to go any further. That is enough of a statement. You feel that you've been targeted?
Hey, listen, they had a SWAT team. Okay, they had a SWAT team.
So as you see, I
was at her house. It was okay. This went down. Listen. Yeah. The first time I was extracted from the police.
Okay. The correct version.
Is they basically pulled Vanessa out of her suite, handcuffed her to her handrail, and pulled her out by her hoodie, and then came in to her residence, her apartment, with AR-15s cocked and loaded right at me, with like laser points.
Really?
Yeah. As I was hiding in the bathroom. She's at the door saying, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Every time the cops come, she's been barring me, like basically like stopping me from like leaving the bathroom where we have been hiding.
Yeah, yeah.
One time they brought a SWAT team.
A SWAT team for you.
6 hour standoff.
And 6 hour?
Yeah.
Attaboy. You know what? Way to cost the taxpayers a little bit.
Well,
but 6 hours.
Breach of probation was the charge.
That was really.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And this is the revolving door, what we call the breaches. And the breaches are the ones that keep all the paper pushers, all the minor lawyers that are coming out of law school.
Folks, I got sent to jail 6 times in a row for no contact for a girl that I was living with who completely told the courts every time that I went to court that she wanted me there and that there was no need for the no contact and that she was...
Your lawyer should have been on that. But then again, those lawyers are selling down the river, right?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say they're selling down the river. I don't know, man. Jesus, brother.
I think they're all in.
All right. All welcome to the Homeless Idea Podcast.
Yep.
It's been a while.
So there's a good story of someone, you know, on the street feeling targeted. Now, may I mention that Kim Hines, another outspoken person against the police, has been charged and found not guilty. Charges thrown out the day of trial. So they, had years of red zone.
Right.
Okay, Sandy has been, kind of. He's. I've got his picture here on the paper. That's why they have a doorbell on City Hall. It's because of Sandy. I'm not kidding you. Not kidding you. He went in there marching. It is a funny story. They say that the safety and security, it was Sandy. He got charged for mischief. He wasn't allowed in Senten. So he went back the very next day to Senten because they said he couldn't go back. He got charged with a breach. They end up dropping the mischief charge, right, at court. But they keep the breach charge and red zone him for a further year from... Wait, hold on. How do you breach nothing? If this charge is gone, he didn't breach anything. He didn't. There's no way he could have breached something that doesn't exist. There's no mischief charge. Then he didn't breach the mischief charge, right? Yeah. Am I correct?
Oh, dude, listen, there's... This is 6 times I went to jail.
Yes.
For breaching a no contact order that was this entire time not needed, not wanted.
Yeah.
By the apparently victim who they dragged out of her house by her hoodie and handcuffed to a handrail.
Yeah. This is our justice system, right? This is our law. This is serve and protect, right? Correct.
Yeah, and there was a 6 hour standoff with we're talking about a SWAT team rolling around with an armored vehicle on the street, mobile command unit, for a breach of probation.
Imagine the cost of that operation right there.
We were sitting there getting high in the bathroom.
Okay. Imagine the cost of that operation on a 6 hour standoff. Okay.
Throw the fuck off.
The manpower,
this girl was at the door screaming at them, do not enter my home. I am safe. I'm presenting myself in the window to you, which at one time they put their arm through and they would not let her close.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's telling them to fuck off. and she's basically. They're literally starfishing the door.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
So she's abused. You're abused.
The cops are at the door going, come on, Shay. Come on, Shay. It's time to go. Let's go. Come on, Shay.
So they mildly talk to
every
you.
Every fucking this is what they're saying. It was repeated. That phrase must have been repeated at least 3 million times that night.
Yeah.
Because it was like, come on, Shay. And we're like, fuck, I'm beat it. Like, because they couldn't enter the residence. I don't know why. They did battering ram down the door.
They did?
Yes, they did. Vanessa, well, Tony was barking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tony would have been freaking. Poor Tony, eh? The dog scared.
Yeah, and then they're like, so Vanessa's telling them, fucking beat it. I don't need the police. Nobody called you. And it was a breach of probation that was the crime, because I was in her residence.
And when you weren't, well, you're told restricted from being
that, you know.
So where you lived, you were restricted from. In even though you went back because that's where you lived, you got a breach for that and another charge and another.
Six times. So
six
I got let out of jail and then
jail. At what point, okay, does the system say, how could this happen six times in a row? Wait, how, you know what I mean?
I guess
are we doing something?
Well, no, the court sees it as.
It's not
I didn't
their,
listen to them.
Oh, shit.
I didn't listen to them?
Yeah. It's not their right.
And that was my punishment. Yeah, you spilled some myth.
Yeah. That's okay.
These things happen.
Yeah. This is perplexing because I know somebody right now who. A lady owns a condo, and because of let's call it being loud, and this person has never met this guy. This guy says he's scared below in the place below where the yelling happens. Guys, we all agree, men and women get into fights, and some are more heated,
yes.
Right? Now, this lady owns the condo. She owns it outright, right? Bought and paid for already.
Right.
And the police come in and say, you're not allowed
to live here
to be here. You're not allowed to have this person here.
Right.
She owns a place. Now, this to me, pardon me for being in the insurance business back in the day. This is a strata and a condo board regulatory thing. If somebody's loud or you know, kind of,
right.
This person's never
disturbing
met the person,
yeah.
Right? But if it's causing a disturbance repeatedly, this person down there should have a right.
Which is a residential status issue, right?
But that's a strata and a condo board kind of meeting. She's been fined $50, as a noise complaint.
Shut the fuck up, lady.
But
yeah.
Just saying, now, because he went back to the place, her place that she owns,
yep.
He went back there, well, they caught him one night, right?
Yep.
Just to happen. Blah, blah, blah. We know you're in there. Blah, 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 blah. Right? And would not leave. Trying to step inside the door. And the lady saying, you know what? No, everybody's not here. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yep.
Well, they eventually, pestered her enough after, almost 45 minutes to an hour, pestering her, coming in the door.
Mm.
Does he, this person come up? Well, they charge him with breach. Now, the one restriction is they red zone him from there.
So I got charged for nine times of being in my own home.
The
first time.
Curfew. He has a curfew.
Listen.
Like he did this after hours.
Okay.
This massive thing.
Gone.
But
listen.
You know, I know, just, you know what I'm saying though.
Listen.
It gives a 49 year old.
I got charged
nine times
for being in my own residence,
yes.
In January.
Yes.
Nine times for breach. Okay.
And where else did they want you?
And then they fucking they put me in jail. They basically arrested me for being for the mischief charge. And right after that, they fucking laid the assault charge on me for pushing his hand away. And then it was
I don't know how you
I'm in jail now. Because yeah. I've been charged, I've been dragged before the courts at least three times in the last week. For these silly things, and judge says, enough of you, you're going to jail, right? Like, you're going to sit in remand. So I said, okay, fuck. It's called pleading out to get out.
Yeah, exactly, yes,
right?
Yes.
So I said, okay, what are we looking at here? And the lawyer says, let's say 60 days. Now, with legal aid, you're talking about legal aid, and I don't know if we're podcasting on that time, but legal aid is this. When's the last time the prosecution was given money? Was quite recently. Last time the cops were given money in your town, okay, which is probably in the last 6 months. No, when's the last time legal aid was given anything?
Do you know?
Never. Okay, so
lawyer said,
yeah, you go to school for 7 years.
Yeah,
you deserve to get paid the money to represent.
My lawyer said,
listen,
to
I'm
me,
not the legal people. I have absolute 100 million% respect for. I do.
You're gonna retract that at one point.
Well,
I promise you that. Lawyers, you know the old joke.
Yeah.
You know how a lawyer sleeps?
You listen.
He lies on one side and then he lies on the other.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Enough about lawyers. I think lawyers are good people.
Yeah.
Lawyers are good people.
Yeah.
They make the world go round, and I have a lot of respect for the judges and the legal system.
Okay.
I do. I do have a lot of respect, and you're gonna have a lot of tough time with convincing me that our system is, oh my God, I can't believe it.
You feel targeted?
This. Yeah, I do. Because,
okay, you know, how's our system?
It's fucking broken.
Yes, it is.
So
Big time,
completely, absolutely shattered, broken. Like, I mean, it's absolutely what you think it is.
Yes, you have, you know what, and people in the houses don't understand the extent of all of this, because I've just given you a couple situations.
So
this guy's got a curfew at this age, and it had nothing to do with the time or anything like that, but they give him a curfew now. Like, you're a bad boy, you have to be, but he's not.
I've been through hell, but this is how I find myself. How did I get in today? Honestly, I came in through Colin's door last night, loaded, absolutely fucking puking on the floor, loaded, drunk, just been robbed for something I stole. You know, whatever. On the street, fucking just released for about 2 weeks now.
I have no idea.
I've already been arrested once for an incident with Tony in a domestic argument.
Yeah, you're puppy.
There's no violence here going on, folks. There's no violence going on.
No, I've, you know what, pardon me for saying, I've been around you guys long enough to know that Tony is a young, energetic beyond energetic. I hit 100 acorns with a tennis racket, and he was still full tilt. He's an energetic dog, and he's a big dog, and he's growing, and he knows it. And
he's 100 pounds.
He's cocky, and he's a tough dog, but he's as gentle as all will come.
I've raised my dog to be a hitman. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah,
if you're a fan of pit bulls or not a fan of pit bulls, I'm going to tell you something right now. They are the best friend a human being can have.
Yeah, Tony also bit Mike the other day, a couple of weeks ago. So a lot of people have ill will because a lot of people don't know how to bring up a pit bull, right? That's the owner.
I'm sorry, I'm eating a Maynard's wine.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of running into kind of that segue there, is that kind of, It all comes down to the owner and the level of care, trust.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, Tony is the best dog.
Yep.
He's my best friend, man. Colin and I have had our issues, and our,
boy, have we. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't think there's in the last little while here, somebody I didn't kind of miss, quite a bit since we have, because obviously a person finds themselves kind of out in the fucking towels and, needing good friends sometimes, or, to help you, navigate your way, right? So, anyways, guy, I just got myself in some shit, right? So, here, as Every Rose Has a Thorn plays in the background by Poison, eh?
Yeah.
Wow, what a moment here. This is how I got in today. So, like, honestly, this is where I find myself right now, is completely, absolutely broken by the system as well. That it's pretty much, I mean, they've gone out of their way to make this really federal almost case to really ruin my life, and that's what they've been on a mission for. And that's, I think, a punishment for running for city council and
embarrassing
them. Yeah. And
Yeah, 475 votes.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Yeah, that's what it for not campaign. Yeah, I think you did pretty
thank smooth. Everybody who voted for me. I really do.
I think, remember when Herling lost a seat when he ran for the Liberal Party to some grandmother that nobody knew of? And now he just beaks on the radio. So that can kind of be like you if you want to.
This is politics. Like,
yeah.
You know, what was that guy's name that we used to, what was that guy's name?
Herling?
Herling, the guy he was representing. What was the guy's name?
Huh?
The Stephen Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a character.
No, where's he at?
You know what? He's on Twitter trying to beak out who's who. What they try and do, those guys, they're trollers, and I think everyone knows what trolling is, and they're trollers.
But he hasn't been arrested 9 times or 15 times or 20 times.
I don't know.
I must have been in cells. So I got out for a month. I get sentenced. And then I went to jail, and then I got out.
The thing is you've been in a bad situation, a really bad situation, and that's a kind would, of another I, that's another show entirely.
I wouldn't call it, yeah,
and
yeah.
Let's you know what I mean. And the
I love
the
you,
of it,
I love you, honey.
Living with somebody with addiction, or being an addict with an addict. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And I know firsthand, so believe me, brother, it's not just a finger pointing thing. It's I've got three pointing back at me as well, right? So in saying that, it's, you know, that is a great kind of episode that I do want to do is and I, you know, living with that kind of addict, because like I said, I've never been so affected by a drug that I don't do.
Listen, I'm telling you right now that the heroin addiction is
down.
Yeah, it's not heroin. Exactly. It's beyond heroin. It's fentanyl, benzo, diazepine, fucking bullshit. Like,
yeah, it's really, really, really hard.
It's tough because you know what? Listen, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
There is not more of a beautiful person that I think I've ever met. I mean, there is. I mean, obviously, there's people in my life that I care about very deeply that I, you know, hold on the same level, but I'm telling you that I do care deeply about this person. And I'd like to see that person not have to fucking deal with the monkey on the back that...
Oh, no, that's not going to... brother, I said to another good friend, their love is unfortunately directed toward...
I know.
They become
zombie.
It's difficult.
It's a zombie.
Yep. So that's another topic, but I mean, that's what you've been dealing with and living around. And now that you're kind of out again, didn't I get lucky, leaving the door open last night?
Puking drunk on the fucking floor, falling. Hey buddy, how you doing? How's it been? Falling down on the floor, puking and passing on in his bed. That's all I got into.
Yeah, it was.
It's like what, 7 o'clock in the morning? No, the next thing.
Yeah, it's an early one, right? And we're kind of right by the patio, keeping the kind of outdoor theme as you hear the cars and kind of everything go by.
Yeah.
So we've gone into extensive kind of chat about everything, about kind of what's happened to you, and there's a lot more in more detail. And honestly, if your life's worth living, it's worth writing down. They say. And I think it'd be really cool to have, some more of that, like the stories in depth, because you'd be absolutely amazed what, the police, what the Crown prosecutors, what the Bar Association are doing, and how they're criminalizing the people in poverty, and blaming the homeless people for poverty. It's like blaming a soldier for war, right? It's not a soldier. It's, there's many things that happened before that caused the soldier to be there, unfortunately. And, it's been a hard time for you, brother. And I'm sorry to hear about that, but in another way, I guess it's good that you dragged your ass here, you know what I mean?
Thanks,
and
kind of
had our chat and, cause you know me, man. I've never ever held any type of grudge or any type of anger or resentment or anything You know, no talk or anything like that. I just, you know what I mean? If anyone brought your name, I just don't engage in the talk, right? It's,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? It, and it was just because we were away for a while. You were in jail. I still have that letter unopened in my drawer.
Really?
The one that you wrote me the first time you were in there. I think, what, about 3.5 years ago? Wonder what that even says. Remember that letter that I never opened?
That was the one that, yeah, that was after the Joel incident, where I got piped and
Yeah, you were in for you were in for a little bit. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's and then you wrote me a letter that don't know what it says. It's to look back at it, maybe a 5-10 year mark. Look back at it and have a good chuckle.
I mean, this is when even bringing in that whole thing in. The cops, I had to make a complaint to the police about the way they were treating me. Because in front of 10 people, I was assaulted from behind with a pipe. The guy hit me.
Oh, are you talking about in Beacon Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, this, I mean, probably the most, one of the most gruesome things I've heard explained to me through the guy of witness that was there, and that was Housecat. It's a gruesome, like gruesome. I don't know how you kind of lived it, survived it. But it, you know what I mean?
Watched it from behind me.
Yeah.
And
oh no, I know. I very, very much know that, and don't want to get into that.
Swung through the fences
I mean,
for a 2-inch pipe and a metal steel pipe.
You're lucky to be alive.
Right.
Very, very much lucky to be alive. And this is kind of stuff that happens, you know, when it's uncontrolled on the street, you know, when we're not kind of banding together and
kind of policing
ourselves.
Didn't
properly.
Charge anybody. They didn't look into it. They didn't even look into it.
No, the police don't. They pick and choose what they want.
Until I made it. I made a complaint.
Yeah.
I said, hey, listen, the way I treated by you guys is kind of fucked up. You guys didn't even investigate. So they finally decided to say, okay, we should maybe investigate this.
Now, what they're trying to do is another tactic, and I'll talk to you about that right after. It reminds me to do that, because it needs to be.
No, this is because I'm in jail though.
Yeah,
they're trying to put me in jail for running into this guy in a bathroom at Topaz, and he's fucking wasted, and he comes at me again, and I fucking stomped his head in this time.
Yeah,
right. So because. And I was defending myself, which the Crown prosecutor decided.
You know what? It when somebody nearly kills you with a
well, he tends to leave a little bit of a
you
mark.
Know what? You have a fear of God and you're
right. So the next time I ran into this
really.
Person
yeah.
in the bathroom,
yeah,
I
you don't know.
Was completely fucking afraid.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And I defended my life.
Yeah.
So he didn't get a chance, and they charged me with aggravated assault. So I spent 4 months waiting for a trial in jail. Because the guy who attacked me from behind with a metal pipe and basically split my face wide open.
With the back of a hammer.
And also with a claw hammer.
Yeah.
Twice.
Gruesome people.
I ran into him in a bathroom and, well, I was defending myself, right? So.
Okay, so.
Anyways.
And it got
so
dropped,
he,
right?
Yes, they
but
did find after 4 months,
months
in jail, yeah.
For that, and but okay, so basically, it's they're saying you've served your time for that 4 months. We're going to let it all go now because you've learned your lesson after the 4 months, right? And that's probably how they kind of operated that.
Yeah, no, they,
you know,
they, had
they
much
knew
more
they
in
were
store.
Going to get the conviction.
They had much more in store because
yeah.
I'm telling you, when the police. Didn't heard that me and Vanessa were fighting right, the first time. And they said, did they have a no-go? Did they have a contact? They must have a breach. There must be a breach here. Because they couldn't come in. Because Vanessa was saying, beat it, cops. You know, I dialed 911 by accident, right?
No, yeah, you can, yeah. It's, that you can't. There's no way around that one. Because they've got that licked. You call it. And
yeah, so now you have to.
Even if they think you have to.
Yeah, present yourselves and all that. So we did, though. The cops were at the window. The window was wide open. They wouldn't let us close it. And they wouldn't go away. Like, I mean, this is, they're there for like an hour and a half. So one cop says the other cop, he's got a no contact here. Yeah, they must. No, they don't. Oh, well, they'll fix that. He says it out loud. And the next day, I'm arrested for assault. So, that was the beginning of another.
Wait, love so affair. You're in with her in the room with her while SWAT team's out there. She doesn't say anything.
She's screaming at them to leave her alone. So, that she's fine and she do not come into my fucking house.
So wait, very battered, so the next day you get charged with assaulting her.
They've blown the door off with a fucking battering ram.
Yeah, so they you get charged with assaulting her. She's protecting you, so there's no ill will. There's not. She's not ratting.
She went to grab the link of or the cuff of my jacket, right?
Yeah. But
and I said I pushed her hand away. I said, "Don't touch me."
Yeah. Right now. Oh, you wouldn't want any. Yeah. Anyway.
Because there's just a heated fucking debate going on, right? So, yeah. Anyways.
And so basically that's.
So yeah,
They charged me,
and then that was the no contact. That was the beginning of
because you pushed her six times.
More of my returned visits to the Wilkinson Institution. So.
Okay, so this is you've got a revolving door at Wilkie. Like you're almost like welcome back, Jack.
When the guards start shaking their head, you're going fuck Smith.
Yeah. But the thing is you're being set up.
The guards are like even the guards. Okay, this is the law enforcement on the other side, but the jailer.
So what the fuck is this guy doing back here?
We just let him out 2 days ago.
You're considering a harassment lawsuit, a defamation of character.
Oh fuck! What do you think I'm going to sue the city now? I fucking want to if anybody could find their goodwill to donate me a fucking plane ticket anywhere else in the world besides this place, I would take it immediately.
That's what they're hoping, Shay. That's exactly what I'll be talking to you about. That's exactly what they're hoping.
I would take that offer. Yeah. Bylaw? Is there still an offer to move anywhere I can go? I'll take that.
Would you?
Oh, fucking right, something like that. Get me the fuck out of here. This place is hell.
It's run by a lot of corrupt people.
Yes, sir, it is.
And you know what? We'll do anything to. You should see the statements that Ms. Perkins had made in my cases of. I will show you the statements, okay? And this, if this is not, okay, the words of a woman scorned, I don't know what is. You know what? Remember when everyone thought that I had a crush? Came out and I said, well, I really don't like you. Then it all
for
changed,
every laugh
right?
that we had in yeah. the past, I yeah. think they've tried to make us bootleg.
Yeah,
100%.
And so we're getting, and you know what? But everybody is being targeted who is a voice against them during those pandemic days. Right. Every single person mm-hmm. who's outspoken mm-hmm. against them is being charged with something.
It's
you know,
mine
was
right
18
now,
months. I read someone from Santan, all for yelling at Bylaw for taking my stuff off private property, which in 2006 I cited a case in Kelowna. Where the gentleman got all charges dropped, doing the exact same thing, yelling at city council. he kicked the window. I didn't kick the window. I tapped it with an umbrella, which they made it to believe that I was like rapping on it. Different witnesses.
Did it break or what?
No, gosh, no. It's tempered glass for one thing. I had a $6.99 umbrella.
We've also got it here. You got it here. Colin has a crush on his probation officer, apparently.
Well, I thought my bail super, not a probation officer. I had not been charged with anything. Okay, I'd not been officially found guilty of anything. But I had a lady contact me and said that she wanted to meet with me at her place of employment. I said that's fine. I understand nowadays you want to be safe and. I said, you don't want to go for a coffee or anything? She's like, no, I'd rather do it at my work. She says, I do want to see you every week. I would like to see you every week too. Thinking that it'd be nice to have somebody like that. And, you know, maybe things could start off slowly. And I'd go to her work. And I told her I wouldn't bring her cookies or anything like to make it seem like, your coworkers.
So how'd that go?
Hold on. I thought, you know what? She told me. You know what was crazy was before I even met her, she says, and you better not miss this time. And I said, well, you know what? If she feels that sincerely about it, I was like, boy, am I not going to miss that for her, right? I didn't want to let her down. It's a first, what I thought was a first date, right?
It's always a business. And then we got to wrap this up.
Yeah. So very quickly, I I'm thinking this lady wants to see me every week. It's a, you know, wonderful thing. And don't miss out, you know. Sure, it's wonderful. It sounds great. It's not a girl trying to date me. It's a bail supervisor.
Yeah, right.
And anyway, it's funny story is how you get your bail supervisor.
Mr. Spires, can you come through the back next week, please? Yeah. This would be your appointment.
Yeah. And,
so what else did that remind you of your last girlfriend?
What's that?
That reminds you of your last girlfriend?
No, that my last one was my wife, and was that ever?
It's kind of the same kind of relationship,
it,
eh?
No. Everything was great until I put the ring on, and you know the old story is everything stops. I had the back rubs.
At least yours didn't need a fucking pawn shop, man.
Huh?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got a lot of stories because I do have my whole story. We've gone for 45 minutes here. Everyone's kind of probably heard our stories. You've got a great story there.
Oh,
mine's coming because I've got a lawsuit against the city. Stay tuned to that. And Hurling, you're up on my chart for a
Vampire Strikes Back, my friend.
Yeah. And Flowers and Fish Heads, man. We haven't done this in a long freaking time.
All right.
Okay. Who would you give a flower to?
I've got to say this. Honestly, there's been a lot of people who I've probably offended in this show, and now I'm not going to make any apologies for what we've done or who we are, but I guess sometimes the way I've conducted business, in the sense that like, I've said a few things that I've maybe been pretty outspoken and
or offside.
Offsides, yeah, sure, absolutely, 100%. I've made some erroneous comments on the show,
in a sense, or even off the show.
Flowers to the people, honestly.
You've done this so many times to give it to every. You only got one flower, dude. You're not
today?
Jesus gonna be. You know,
okay,
maybe
all right, I have to say, I'm gonna give it to the nice people that.
You got one flower.
Yeah, Melda's staying there. The Catherine place, Catherine House or whatever. Yeah,
sure.
The Catherine House.
Janine's there. She's running it. Yeah.
Well, I don't know who's running it. I don't know who's. Yeah. But listen, they're trying and.
Okay, so you got flowers to that house or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, and I give flowers. I'm going to give flowers actually to Melda.
Okay, good enough. Who are you going to fish out to?
Why would I give flowers to Melda?
Who are you giving
because
your fish
she's doing good and she's trying, and that's one happy story we got. And you know what? That's another friendship too. That
who are you giving a fish head to?
As you know, the fish head. The fish head I'm going to give to the fact that there's no defense funding going in to Lou Aid.
Okay.
So basically to the general attitude that. It's all the bad guy. The criminal is always...
Who are you giving your one fish? You only got one fish head. Who are you giving it to?
The legal system.
Yeah. Anyone in particular in the legal system you want to give it to?
Well, our legal system.
Okay, good enough. You know what? It starts with... maybe they'll share a fish head sushi soup or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for asking. I'm going to give my flower to... my buddy Sandman. I have to laugh because that's why there is actually, in fact, a bell on City Hall door. There is no question that it's because of Sandman.
Yep.
And just insane. So there's my flower just for a good laugh, right? And then my fish head is obviously going to the freaks at Bylaw, who continually not only did they finally listen to Colin, right? Diversify, like, you know, get some ethnic people in, and they do now, right? And very army-like, but you know, their extension of Vic PD, right? It's 20 years in the force. You expect that relationship to be very tight. So anyway, my fish head goes out to the freaks at Bylaw, and I'm not allowed to engage with them.
100
but,
times.
But
100
I will
times.
Tell you, there's a surprise coming. There is really a surprise.
So the fish head went to Bylaw.
Yeah.
From Colin, which is, I think, the bing.
You know what? Another one. It's like, you know, yeah.
Did I even have to ask?
You know? It's like the U.S., you know, getting a gold medal in basketball. Yeah. Right?
Did they even show up this year? Like,
Yeah, it's so I no engagement, so I can't really engage in anything other than, you know, they're.
So yeah, and when I say the legal system, I don't mean that like anybody particularly in the legal system, or the fact that the legal system.
Yeah.
It's just, listen, man.
This is
my fish head, okay? We haven't upped the legal pay for lawyers to defense fund for legal aid.
My lawyer clearly said to me, if they don't pay me enough on legal aid to cover that kind of looking into, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, can you repeat that one more time so I can play that back for the court?
Yeah, I'm not getting paid enough.
You're not getting paid enough. Property. If you want to pay me some cash, call. I was like, pay you cash. You do your job that you're here to do. And isn't right to a fair trial the same amount as a prosecutor?
I think, where this is now, where we get into the analytics of the ethics of the law, right? Where we have meticulous.
We're going to do a show on the revolving door.
They are meticulously, perfect, the lawyers. They have a clean slate, all of them, I'm sure, 100%. And I would not want to take any lawyer to court anytime soon on their, prior conduct. I'm just saying all lawyers are probably very spotless.
Oh, gee, just, you got to stop, bro.
I'm not trying to get myself into any trouble here.
Trying to get out of trouble right now.
The police officers at VicPD, you do a fine job, and you do a fair, an excellent job represent.
Yes, thank sir. Skippy. caper.
With the fish heads, that's a very gentle fish.
Good enough. Head. Okay. Thanks. Flowers, fish heads. I think we're out.
We're out.